Thank you, thank you. So good to, again, to see our young people using their talents to serve the Lord, and it's good to see them growing in those talents, too. What a blessing. Please take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 92, and please stand. The 92nd Psalm, we're going to read verses 1 through 5 of Psalm 92. Begin reading in verse 1. A psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for being who you are, Lord. And we ask that you would continue to bless our services. May our hearts be lifted towards you to thank you at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Taking a break from our series, today's sermon is, It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good, did y'all catch that? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. This particular psalm was for the Sabbath day. The word psalm means song, S-O-N-G, or hymn. So kind of like the songs we were singing this morning. The book of Psalms was kind of like the hymn book for the ancient Hebrew people. The word Sabbath day means holy day, or a day that is separated from other days to worship the Lord. In the Hebrew-speaking world, I'm going to teach you a little phrase. You're going to learn a little Hebrew this morning. Y'all ready? So, don't roll your eyes at me. It's not that hard what I'm going to teach you. Everyone say, Shabbat. Try a little harder. A little louder. Say, Shabbat. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Anybody know what you just said?
No.
You just said Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom is how they say good Sabbath. It literally means Sabbath peace, but it translates a peaceful Sabbath or a good Sabbath because it's how they greet one another on their Sabbath day. The Sabbath day for the average Jewish person is on Friday night to Saturday night. But the Sabbath was not always on that day. Sometimes you'd have special Sabbaths during the week, such as Passover, which, by the way, that is what our sermon is going to be over this evening, is about Passover. But all that being said, the Sabbath was a holy day set apart to worship the Lord and Savior. Today, we worship on Sunday mornings because not only was that the tradition that was set forth in the New Testament when they met upon the first day of the week, but it is also when the Lord and Savior rose from the grave. He rose on Sunday, on the first day of the week. It is also the best day of the week because you start your week off right by worshiping the Lord. This is our Sabbath day, our holy day, that we set apart to worship our Lord and Savior. So today is a good day to give thanks unto the Lord. So Shabbat shalom to y'all. Never mind, y'all get it later. My first point this morning is, why give thanks? Why give thanks? That is my first point this morning. Good in Hebrew is tov, T-O-V, tov. It means beneficial or good. In English, in this case, it means right or proper. Sometimes in Hebrew, you hear people say, you'll say Erev Tov or Boker Tov. That means good morning or good afternoon. But they're wishing someone that their day be good. The word Tov means good. Here in Psalm 92, here in verse 1, the psalmist says it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. When he wrote this, he was saying it is greatly beneficial to you and to me to give thanks unto the Lord. It also means it is right, it is proper, it will help you to give thanks unto the Lord. Now listen. When you are down in the dumps, you're low, you get a little depressed, there's a song that we sing sometimes called Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. Yeah. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. You know? Why? Because it's a good thing. It helps you to give thanks unto the Lord. It will pick you up out of the state that you're in by thanking the Lord for what He has done for you. As we sang, unto God be the glory, great things He hath done. Why? Why give thanks to God? It is beneficial and proper for us to be thankful to the Lord. Number one, it's beneficial because we are His children. If it wasn't for the Lord, we'd be nothing. We would be absolutely nothing. And let me tell you, we are His children. Now, I am the son of David and Patricia Clark. I am the grandson of Grady and Mary Clark and Altus and Mary Pate. But let me tell you, that means nothing in the kingdom of God. But because of a man named Jesus Christ, one night, one summer night, on a Saturday night, when I was 12 years old, I knew I was lost, I knew I was bound for hell, and I had witnessed earlier that week a man die, and I thought that could have been me, and if that had been me, I'd have gone to hell because I didn't know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. So there in my bed, in my room at 1361 Columbia Road 31, Waldo, Arkansas 71770, in the dead of night, I cried out to God. Lord, I'm lost. I don't want to go to hell. Lord, please save me. Because of your Son, Jesus Christ, me, the lost sinner that I am, Lord, I believe. Please save me. That very second, probably even faster than that, I was saved. And I slept so good that night. I was able to give thanks unto the Lord because of Jesus Christ, and I still am today. If you can't thank the Lord for anything, if you're saved in the morning, you better thank God for your salvation. I like what Brother Keith said earlier. I'm thankful for God's salvation. We've studied salvation this morning in Sunday school. Did you know, you probably do this, but it's just good to remind you, that when you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes into your life. He lives inside you, and He seals and secures you of your salvation. Now, and I realize sometimes y'all get a little extra in Sunday school. It's okay, all right? But when the Holy Spirit seals and secures you, you know what that does? That's a legal binding contract that God says you'll never, ever, ever lose your salvation. There's nothing that I'll do or you'll do that will ever, ever break that contract. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord for being a child of God. Number two, it's proper. Why is it proper to give thanks? Because He deserves, God Almighty deserves every ounce of our praise. Now, I'm gonna chase just a small rabbit this morning. I'm just warning you right now, okay? Y'all stay with me, though. When we give praise to God, it's much more than singing. It's much more than praying. It's much more than giving of our tithes and our offerings. It's much more than coming in the doors of the church. It's much more than sitting on the pews. It's much more than telling the gospel to a lost and dying world. Let me tell you what praising God's all about. Every aspect of your life should lift up and point to God. That's what praising God's all about. That's what we call worship. I have been flooded with emails and mail the last couple weeks about come experience the worship at this location, or come and have a night of worship with us. And I've just about had all I can take, and some of it's from our own brethren. And this is just a pet peeve of mine, because I was a music minister for several years. And through the time, music ministers or music leaders like myself or Brother Mike have been called worship leaders. Let me tell you the flaw in that. If you saw my Facebook post this week, you know a little bit what this is about. Let me tell you, worshiping God is not a song service. Now, we do worship God in a song service. That's very biblical. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit, why it's important to sing praises to God. Worshiping God is not just giving your tithes and offerings. It's not just praying. It's all those things plus more. It's called living your life for God and giving Him the glory for it. When Abraham went to offer up Isaac on Mount Moriah, that's the first time we see the word worship used in the Bible. And when he is getting ready to go up to Mount Moriah with Isaac and he's got the wood, he tells his men, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. What does that word mean? The Hebrew word there, it means that I will cause myself to bow down. That's what it means. So that means out of your own free will, you choose to humble yourself to another. Well, who is the other person you're humbling yourself to? To God. And in the deepest meaning of that, that means you are as low, as low, as low as you can be, so that God can be as high as He is. So guess what? Jesus says, God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him. How? In spirit and in truth. So yes, singing is part of it. Praying is part of it. But it's all done through the Spirit, y'all. That's how it's done. And your attitude. Your attitude. Really and truly, when you come to God's house to have a worship service, which is everything from Sunday school to singing to giving our tithes and offerings to the preaching to the invitation, and then everything else that we do outside these walls is worship. And if anybody at all is going to have the title of worship leader, it should be the pastor, because he's the leader of the flock. But it's proper for us to praise Him. Why? Because He deserves every ounce of praise that we give Him plus more. Verse 2, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Why give thanks? Because it shows our appreciation. That's what happens. It shows our appreciation. Are you thankful that God has saved you today? Amen. Me too. Are you thankful that God has provided for you? Amen. I am too. And He deserves that praise and appreciation every morning and every night. Verse 4 and 5, for Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. O Lord, how great are Thy works, and Thy thoughts are very deep. Why give praise? Because the Lord is worthy of our praise. That's why. My next point this morning is how to give thanks. How to give thanks. Now, I I kind of addressed this a little bit already. The word give in our English language. The word give means to present voluntarily and without expecting compensation. To give voluntarily without expecting compensation. What does that mean? Well, if you're going to give someone a present, you're doing it out of your heart. It costs you something, but you are volunteering for this person to get this gift, and you're expecting nothing in return. Now, some people, and I'm guilty of this, I'm very guilty of it. When I say thank you, what do you expect in return? You're welcome. Right? I know one guy, he'd pull up to McDonald's in the drive-thru, he'd give him his money, they'd give him his change back, they'd give him his food that he just paid for, and he said, thank you. And they just went on about working, and he didn't move. He said, thank you. And they just keep working. He said, ahem, I said, thank you. And they finally said, you're welcome. And he drives off. Listen, I understand how he feels, but when we give something, we should not expect something in return. When God saved us, he deserves our thanks. So it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Don't thank the Lord out of obligation because you think you have to. Thank the Lord because you desire to do such. There are many methods of giving thanks. Number one, orally. That means with your mouth. You give thanks. Number two, showing it to others by how happy you are and by the things that you do. And maybe even the gifts that you give them. And then number three, tithes and offerings. Both. A tithe is 10% of what you're paid. Not what you bring home, but what you're paid. God requires that. But you shouldn't give it because you're required to, because you give it because you want to. And then your offering is above and beyond that. God requires that too. He says, do such with a loving, giving heart, where you expect nothing in return. Let me tell you something. When you give of your time and your talent and your money to the Lord, even though he's asked for it, if you do so with a giving heart, that means you're not expecting nothing in return. God will still bless you. Now, he may not bless you in the way that you want to be blessed. You'll still be blessed. I don't believe in the name it and claim it kind of fortune. There's somebody out there who preach that stuff. You give the Lord, he'll give back to you. Well, that's true, but not necessarily in finances. There's lots of verses that people will claim, you know, if you give money to God's church, well, then he'll give money back to you. Well, he may do it. He may provide you with just a better health and a better day that day or something. I don't know. God will still bless you if you do it with the right out of attitude. Take the example of the widow and her mite. You know? There's all these people coming in the temple, making a big show, throwing out that money. But yet, and her humility, that's the key. She gave all that she had, that little mite. She was more blessed because of it. See, believe it or not, when we have a giving heart and a right heart with God, and giving of our tithes and offerings and giving of our time and talents and letting people know about God with a grateful and thankful heart, and we give that, whoo, that's a blessing already right there. Well, another way, and that's to sing. S-I-N-G. Sing. Now, I'm not going to ask for any volunteers this morning. But there are a host of people that think that they can't sing, so therefore they don't sing in God's services. Verse 1 of Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and, did you catch that word? And, that means in addition or plus, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Now this is also a little pet peeve of mine, but it's also one of God's too. Because the word says so. Turn to Psalm 100. You're not too far. Psalm 100, begin reading in verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. How do you come into God's presence? With thanksgiving and with praise. How do you do that? With singing. To not sing to the Lord is denying Him His praise He deserves. So when we're here in our song service, and you don't open your mouth because you think you can't sing, or somebody might hear you, you're not worshiping for the right reason. You're worshiping for the wrong reason. In fact, you're denying God praise that He deserves. Well, Brother Daniel, it's supposed to come from your heart. I agree. I totally agree it's supposed to come from your heart. But you're denying your heart when you open your mouth. There are people in this world who are incapable physically of producing a single sound out of their mouth. And that includes speaking. And they would give anything to be able to give at least an utterance. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Y'all, I know it. I've heard it. I can't tell you how many times. Brother Daniel, you don't want to hear me sing. You're right. I don't. God does. God wants to hear you sing. Well, Brother Daniel, it sounds atrocious. Well, I tell you what. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, my noise is not so joyful. Is it coming from your heart who's full of joy? Well, then, yeah. Then open your mouth and sing. Y'all, I've told you this a few times. I would rather hear someone who can't sing, who's giving their heart out to God, than someone who can really sing, but is up there for themselves. I've seen both. There was one time I was at a meeting. And I don't know this man, don't even know his name, but he got up and did a special. And he could sing. Well, man, was he putting on a show. In my opinion, mine, take it for its worth, God was not honored as a result. Because where did the attention go to? The person who was singing. Oh, he was very entertaining. But I saw no glory go to God. And when it was done, all these people go, woo! I mean, they're like at a concert. And there was an old preacher behind me. He's still living. He's got a very, very, very dry sense of humor. He goes, clap. Go ahead and clap. It was quite entertaining. Because he was right. There was no glory given to God. I never will forget, though, one time. And I've seen it happen more time, but the most dramatic sense of the example. And I know that the Smiths know a little bit about this person. He's done gone with the Lord, but he used to go to Adams Chapel, Mr. Baptist Church. And his name was Connie. He used to own Connie's Glass in Camden. He had a stroke several years ago where it made it where he was not able to talk. But one youth rally at Morris Missionary Baptist Church, they asked for anybody special this evening. He raised his hand. And the whole family's going, "What?" You know, and part of his body's paralyzed, but he's able to walk. And so he walks up to the piano player and he points to the song. And it was Amazing Grace. And he said, "Do you want me to play that?" He goes, and I don't know if I can do it right, but he went, "Amazing Grace, how we are sound." Let me tell you, we were all bawling our eyes out. Why? He wasn't doing it for show, but he was doing it from the heart. Let me tell you, that's a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you come before His presence with thanksgiving, praise, your heart with song. So don't tell me that you can't sing. You may not be able to carry a tune to bucket, but you need to express the joy that's in your heart. God said if we don't praise Him, that the rocks would cry out. Yo, I don't want to ever hear a rock speak in my life. Because it would have meant shame upon my life and yours for not declaring the praise and thanksgiving of God. My last point this morning, for what to give thanks? For what to give thanks? Verse 5 plainly tells us why and what. For the Lord, just being the Lord. For the Lord, just being the Lord. There's two types of praises. There's thanking God for who He is, and the second one is thanking God for what He has done. But y'all, we can thank God all day long for what He's done for us, but we could thank Him for eternity for who He is. Thank the Lord for His salvation through Jesus Christ. We can thank the Lord for the physical things. There's an old song called "Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me." There's a roof up above me. There's shoes on my feet. There's a table and food there and clothes. You get to count those blessings. Lord, thank You for all those physical blessings on me, you know? Thank You for a car. Thank You for a job. Thank You for a church. Let me tell you something. That's something that people take for granted. I even had someone that visited here not too long ago and says, "Y'all got something great here." And he didn't live around here at all. He lived way off. He said, "You know, I wish I had something like that back home." I said, "Well, you may. You may. But you know, Cameron, Brother Cameron," he said, "there's so many guys in my platoon who didn't have the support I had." What did he have? Not only have God, but he had his church. Amen. He had his church. Let me tell you, that makes a difference, y'all. Thank the Lord for the spiritual things. Not only do you have a church, but you have eternity, and you have the Holy Spirit. Whew. Man, I could preach all day about that. We have the Holy Spirit. Not only has He empowered us to present the gospel, but He's there always to comfort us when we're distressed and sad, to pick us up when we're down, to remind us, as David prayed, for the joy of our salvation. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So my prayer is today that not only would we remember that it's the right thing to do to give thanks to God, but it benefits us as well. Not only remember that God is worthy of our praise, but He deserves our praise. And when we don't know how to thank God, remember why we thank God. It's because of Jesus and everything that He does and has done and will do for us. So how is your heart this morning? I'm going to let you in a little secret. Some of you already know this. I'm your pastor, and I try to be upbeat as best I can, but that doesn't always work with me because I'm human just like you guys. I had to fight my own battles before I even got to church this morning. I really did. Now, I'm thankful for my wife. She reminded me a little bit of that this morning. You need to let this go, and she was so right. Yeah. Why? Because it's so quick to get in that flesh if we're not careful. It is so quick. But then if we really want to calm down, we allow the Holy Spirit to work on us, convict us and move us, and then pray. Y'all, prayer changes so much. Prayer changes so much. You just pause to pray. Whew. If you're saved, that Holy Spirit, if you allow Him, will calm your spirit. And then, man, you can begin to thank God. So, I don't know what's going on in your life today. I don't know what you've had going on in your life or the things you're fisting to face. But just remember, in the middle of all those things, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You now, Lord. Lord, forgive me for not praising You enough. Lord, I pray that You would look past my faults and failures. And Lord, help me to uplift You in my life and to lead others to do the same. Lord, I pray that we as a church would uplift Your holy and precious name to thank You for Your matchless grace and Your righteousness. And everything about You, Lord. Lord, for the things that are going on in our members' lives today. We've got some who are at the hospital even now. Lord, we've got people who've got upcoming surgeries. We've got people who are sick. We've got people with burdens on their hearts. We've got people with money trouble. We've got people with health problems. We've got people with concern with family matters. Lord, if we dwell on all those things all the time, Lord, we would be most miserable. Help us to remember that it's a good thing to give thanks unto Your name. Bless this time of invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you all please stand?